And 3, 2, 1. Hello, Borgen Project volunteers. Billionaire philanthropist and business executive Melinda Gates resigned from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that she founded with her former husband Bill Gates to start her own philanthropic venture. Melinda Gates will have $12.5 billion to invest in her work on behalf of women and families. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, since the year 2000, has spent nearly $54 billion fighting poverty, disease, and inequity around the world. It is the world's largest private foundation and a major player in the evolving global health poverty eradication funding landscape. Moving on, despite the $1.5 trillion price tag of the Farm Bill that just passed the U.S. House of Representatives Agriculture Committee, the legislation will not boost food aid abroad at a time when hunger is at a record high. The bill is laden with new restrictions, reduced flexibility, and additional earmarks on nutritional programming. The largest international aid program at stake is Food for Peace, which provides U.S.-grown commodities at both emergency and non-emergency food aid abroad. One area of debate involves proposed new restrictions that could force non-emergency programs to use more U.S. commodities. For example, buying food in foreign markets can be cheaper and delivered more easily. But Food for Peace requires that non-emergency aid be grown by American farmers and shipped on vessels registered in the United States, and that could increase shipping costs by as much as 25%. That's less money for food. Now, tying food aid overseas to domestic interests that benefit American farmers and America's shipping companies is often the price aid groups must pay. The Millennium Challenge Corporation is a U.S. government agency dedicated to reducing poverty in the world's lowest income nations through grants to those countries that are able to achieve and follow rigorous requirements. Now, they unveiled their latest mid-year business forecast for 2024, showcasing a substantial $546.5 million pipeline that's going to be spread across 187 contracts. Moving overseas, over 700 seats are up for grabs in the election for the European Parliament in June, and that means 400 million people will have a say on everything from Europe's energy policies to its economic priorities. Indirectly on the ballot is the world's third largest international aid budget, which could be in for a rude awakening if the continent's anti-aid, anti-immigration, and far-right populists make a strong showing. Now, with rising conflict and increased instability, the world seems to be in need of more help than ever before. But over the past few years, many of Europe's largest donors, from the United Kingdom to Germany, have been slashing their aid budgets. It comes down to a combination of economics, politics, and geography. Between a growing budget deficit in Europe, an increase of aid within the region's own borders, and an outpouring of money going toward military and economic support of Ukraine, even some of Europe's most generous donors seem to be tightening their purse strings. And now France, the fourth largest country provider of foreign aid, announced a 13% reduction in its official development aid budget. Now, these cuts in Europe are going to put more pressure on the United States to maintain its funding. And of course, that means more action by our organization to keep that pipeline open. I look forward to speaking with you next month.